The Torah is giving us a very weird message when it comes to the nation of Amalek. Amalekites were the people that have attacked us immediately as we left our slavery in Egypt and we were in desert. They have ambushed us, and then throughout the time of our traveling through the desert, they have been causing us a lot of trouble. And then after we Jews came to the land of Israel, we also suffered a lot from them. And once the Jewish nation has collected its strength, God has told us that when we are waging a war with Amalek, we need to destroy them and completely erase them. So we are supposed to completely destroy Amalek. Not only that, it says we have to eliminate all memory of Amalek. It says that if we're going to be living in the territory where they used to live, we need to destroy their houses. We have to destroy their cattle, their animals. Should be no memory of them left, on one hand. But on the other hand, it says we have to forever remember what Amalek has done to us. So one second, it's really strange. On one hand, we have to remember Amalek. On the other hand, we have to erase its memory. Which one is it? You can't do both, but the Torah is commanding us to do both, and the Torah is commanding us to do it literally in the same sentence. What does it mean? The answer is that there are two types of memory that we have, and there's two types of knowledge that we have. We have a practical memory and a theoretical memory. We have a practical knowledge and we have a theoretical knowledge. And we see it in our lives. A person can be giving you a lecture about the harms of smoking while he's holding a cigarette in his own hand. A person can be telling you about healthy and nutritious and telling you that you need to eat only what's good for your body. And while he's doing that, he's eating the most unhealthy food. And we see it all the time. People are telling you about the need for exercising while they're not exercising themselves. Why? Because in theory, they know you need to exercise. In theory, they know you should not be smoking. In theory, they know that you have to eat well. But in reality, all this information is not a part of their practical knowledge. In our funeral and mourning practices, the Jewish custom is that whatever we do during a funeral, we should do it differently than we do it regularly. If you've been to a Jewish funeral, many people follow the custom of shoveling, holding a shovel differently than they usually do, with a backside. Also, when a body of a deceased person is prepared for the funeral, it's being washed, and our tradition is to pour water on it, not regularly the way we do it, but from the backside of the hand, the other way. Why? Because whatever we do creates a practical memory. This is why people are very often triggered by something they do or they experience, because it brings them back some very bad memories of the past. PTSD is a perfect example. Soldiers come back from the war and they see something which is completely benign and something which is completely harmless, and it brings them memories of the past because this is a part of their practical knowledge. So the Jewish tradition is instructing us, whenever we do something which is associated with grief or sorrow, we should do it differently, so then in the future when we are doing the same function, it should not bring us those memories back. And the same thing is the other way with mitzvahs. It is explained in the books of Jewish philosophy that one of the purposes for all of our rituals, this is not even the main purpose, but one of the purposes is simply to create an association of certain thoughts and memories with certain actions. If I do something and every time I do it, I put certain meaning into these actions, then in the future when I will be doing those actions, those memories are going to come back on their own. In modern psychology, it is called anchoring. There are a lot of self-help books that recommend that. They say that if you are experiencing something very joyous right now, you need to make certain move or do something unusual. This way in the future, when you will make this move or this action, it's going to bring you back those memories and you will be in a better state of mind. So the Torah is telling us the same thing with our own lives. We need to create as many as possible anchors for the positive, and these are the mitzvahs that we do, and we need to try avoiding creating negative anchors, which is, for example, whenever we do things for a sad purpose, as a part of our grief or mourning, we do it differently, so we should not have to come back to it in our regular life. And now we understand what is going on with Amalek, because the Torah is telling us you should remember about Amalek. Remembering about Amalek is a theoretical memory, just like I read a book. When I read in the news that, oh, there was a car crash and somebody was unfortunately killed, I feel sad, but am I traumatized by it? Am I losing my sleep at night? No, because it's a theoretical knowledge. It's not a practical knowledge. So the Torah is telling us that in theoretical sense, we need to remember about Amalek. But in the practical sense, objects that I'm dealing with in my own day-to-day life, a home, an animal, somebody's cow, somebody's dog, a pet, I need to eliminate them, so it should not be a part of my practical knowledge. Why? Because we need to know about the evils of this world. We need to know that bad exists, but this knowledge is supposed to be only theoretical and never practical, and we should try to stay away from all of the practical associations with the evil. There's an interesting psychological research that was done with regards to this specific issue of theoretical and practical things. Many decades ago, when the field of marketing as a science was just beginning, they did an experiment. An organization that was raising money for hungry children was putting up billboards all over America asking people to donate. So there is a billboard with words, "Hungry children need your help," and there's a picture of one child. Then there is exactly the same billboard with the same wording and a picture of three children. And exactly the same billboard with the same wording and picture of a large group of children. And obviously these billboards have different numbers to call, so people know in response to which ad do people call. So the question is, which billboard got more money? The billboard with one child on it got more money in response than the billboard with three children. The billboard with three children got more money than the billboard with many children. Why? You know, Stalin said, a death of one person is a tragedy. A death of a million is a statistic. Because I can relate to death of one person. It is something I can emotionally feel for. Time it a million, I just cannot relate to it. It's too much for me to handle. I have safeguards in my body that block such a strong emotions, and that's why I cannot relate to it. That's why it becomes statistic. That's why it becomes theoretical, not practical. People who look at these billboards, they will say to themselves, a one person, I can help, I can relate to it. That's practical. Three children? Maybe, I don't know. 100 children? 200 children? That's beyond me. I cannot help them. So for me, it becomes theoretical. So the same thing is with the Jewish tradition. We need to make sure that all of the evils in the world, we know about them, but they'll be purely theoretical for us. They will not be practical for us.